If ever there was a potential for a win-win, it is before us in this proposal. And it's a very precarious way that we're having to trust people to move it forward. I've heard today that we are concerned that we don't have in our hands, and justly so, I believe, a final report that we can digest. We've heard an awful lot of review of what's going on, and that has been helpful, but we do need a final report. I've also heard the concern that once we have the final report and once we potentially make a vote that would approve this, that we have no assurances that there won't be objection to moving forward with the green shaded area for transportation for a port. And that's a big concern with me personally, and I think it's been voiced adequately and shared by this committee. So we'll need to have something like that. To that end, I'm going to try to summarize what the feelings were of this committee. I will develop a plan in the form of a letter to you, a memo to you, to see how we might move this forward. I think Representative Madrick was correct in that if it takes another meeting in November after the election, none of us, even as a result of the election, are out of office until the new legislature is sworn in. I do think that it would be best for this committee, having had the information on this initiative, that this committee be the committee to vote on this particular proposal, rather than defer it to the Committee of Jurisdiction, which is convened after 124. So I think that with this, you have given us a lot. You haven't given us enough, but you've given us a lot. I'm going to work with the legislative leadership to see if we can meet after the election in November, and I would demand that we have the report by then. And I know, Duane, that you're doing all you can to get it done, and if you can get it done by the end of the month and get it to us as soon as you can, it's going to be imperative. And I think that you'll be able to do that. I also want to draw attention to some pictures that I printed off in email. There are 17 of them, and I think some of them are represented up in the back. Pictures of the island, of Sears Island, that were taken in this fall by the looks of the foliage. And they are truly spectacular in some of their views and vistas. And I think that if you haven't had a chance, committee members, to go to Sears Island, you should take that opportunity. You should do all you can to become familiar with it as it lays on the face of the earth. But this isn't helpful. When it's captured, Sears Island Sacrifice Zone, autumn 2008. That's inflammatory. It's not helpful at all to either side, and I regret that people have to take that stand. I am too, but that's freedom of speech, so that's fine. All right, now with that,
just one last comment, Senator, please.
You know you've exceeded your...
I know, but I don't want to go away with Senator Diamond's comments about a final report. Our goal today, in consultation with Senator Damon, was to bring you up to date and also find out where your concerns are. So this has been extremely valuable. We're by no means trying to put the committee in a position to make a decision before you're ready to, nor would you allow us to do that anyway. So I don't want anyone going away with the impression that, trying to rush this through. We'll be here for you.
I think that as an action item, and to put the final point on this, I'll recognize Senator Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move we just want to table item Y on the table.
Second. And it is seconded. Is there any... what's the word I'm looking for? There's no debate. Tabling motion. All in favor? Thank you.
A little rusty in this.
All right.
Thank you for that. Members of the committee and the public, we'll move on to item two already.